And we're back with Brews and Reviews. I'm Jake, we got Cole, and we brought Joel and Dylan along for a very special holiday gift, guys. We have heard legends as Star Wars fans about the holiday special. Most of us haven't watched it. Most of us dared not to. Well, we all did, and to be honest, we can just cancel Christmas. I don't know how you're going to top this.
Why is it called the holiday special?
Well, the holiday special, who had seen it previous? Anyone?
I had seen bits and pieces, but I had never seen the whole thing all in one.
I watched it for the first time last year.
So, okay, so me and Cole were the newbies to this.
As usual.
I mean, I think anyone who's a Star Wars fan is sorry, don't watch the holiday special from any self-respecting Star Wars fan. But man, I was not expecting this. This was wild. They like had five directors. They must have fired like halfway through. It went into a cartoon. And this is canonically the first time we meet Boba Fett, right?
Yep.
I heard about that.
Which was actually kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie. I was like enjoying that part.
Yeah, it's great when he has him on the ropes and then just flies away. We'll meet again!
Yeah.
Why? It's like how do you...
It's quintessential 1978 cartoon.
Dude, yeah. It is. That's every villain.
Yeah, but here's my issue. I mean, the way they drew my boy Han... What the hell?
He had a horse face.
I'm going to have nightmares, man. This was ridiculous. Anyways, we should get into it. I have a lot of things to say, but I don't even know where to start. Do you want to start with the plot?
Let's just start with the beginning.
Whoa.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It started nice. You have
a long
Han Solo.
Time ago in my living room.
Yeah, a long time ago on YouTube. No, Han, they have Harrison Ford and Chewie, and they're in the Millennium Falcon flying. It's like, hey, they got the real actors, like, doing their stuff. I'm like, that's really cool. And then you see Luke Skywalker. I don't know if he was filming for a different role. How do you get the actor to play the same role? And he looks like a drag queen. I'm sorry, man. He looks horrible. Like, why did he, it was like, super bright blonde hair. It's like, how did they mess this up?
Dude, it was beautiful 1970s television. That was everybody on TV. Those lights were brighter than the sun.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why did Harrison Ford and Han Solo look exactly the same? And Chewie?
Well, I mean, they're just good-looking dudes. I mean,
Luke
Don't you talk.
He didn't quite get a perm, but it was like one step lower than a perm.
Yeah, he's going for the Farrah Fawcett look. It's fine.
Those were the times.
Yeah.
And do you want to know what Wookiees fantasize about? This grandpa's just jaying off in the middle of a living room with what is going on?
I didn't pick up on that on the first watch through. On this one, I got it. I understood what they were actually saying. Holy crap. Yeah, he's sitting there just watching porn in the middle of the living room right next to his little grandson Lumpy.
Hey, they were ahead of their time. That's an Oculus that dude's wearing.
Grandpa's working on a frumpy right next to Lumpy.
That lower lip's gonna be good for something.
Dude, oh my gosh. And this, dude, we have so much, this might be a long, like every frame of this is almost worth talking about. No, so they have to go back for Life Day. They couldn't call it Christmas because Jesus did not die in a galaxy far, far away. And without Jesus, no Christmas. So, no, we'll get that reference.
Baby Lumpy wrapped up in a swaddle looking like him.
Yeah. And then,
better beard, I'll give him that. Better beard.
I love how Han tells him. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but the fact that Chewie has a wife, never mentioned again.
Nope.
Got a whole family that he just straight said, I'm going for a pack of cigarettes and never came back. Sorry, I gotta fight the rebellion, honey.
Dude, and no, not only did he just say, I'm going for a pack of cigarettes, he literally just fought the Empire out of his own home and then said, I'm going for a pack of cigarettes.
Honey, I forgot the milk.
We're skipping ahead, but how that stormtrooper dies. It's the funniest thing. I am just like, I'm gonna go for the gun. No, I am. Whoops, off the porn shop. I don't think he pushed him even. He just psyched him out. The stormtrooper just jumps to his death through a wood fence.
Yeah, can we talk about how shitty the Wookiee's construction is if he just went through that railing that easily?
They think they should be able to support really heavy things.
If they're gonna be that high up in the trees, I mean, come on. Where you at?
Like, what was his plan? Like, if Han went for the gun, was he gonna take him with him? Like, you got that much force going there. I hate my job.
Also, I mean, you're literally fighting Bigfoot at that point, our family of Bigfoot. Screw it. Let's just go over the edge.
No. Bigfoot just went to his son and said, shoot me, rather than just taking him out right there. Like, guys, it's a holiday special. It's TV. We can't have him ripping people's arms off, and no one can shoot anyone. Where are their blasters?
Okay, so we started at the beginning, and now we're suddenly at the end.
I had to talk. Dude, that's the last thing I saw, and I was like, that Stormtrooper death is top dead. Chef kiss, man. That was beautiful. That made it all worth it. No, so the plot of this is that Han Solo is taking Chewie back to his family for Life Day. And the Imperials are on their tail, and it seems like he takes them there every year, and every year they almost die getting there. I can see why they never did a sequel. Probably shouldn't risk it anymore. But that's the plot, but someone talk about what happens after that. Because that's the plot, but we barely talk about that. There's a bunch of other random stuff that happens. You found out what would happen if Goro and Martha Stewart made a kid, and he had a chef show.
Yeah,
so, dude, that six-arm freak scared the hell out of me when it popped on the TV.
this stuff is nightmare-inducing, man.
Well, the thing about it is, they always have Chewie with someone if he's trying to say anything important, and they just have, like, 10 minutes of Wookiee dialogue with no subtitles, nobody around telling you what's going on. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. But whatever.
I'm like, well, they picked a very artistic choice here.
And then they go into the cooking. I'm like, oh, this gets a lot worse, I see. Like, yeah, this is
where... Wait. Hold on. We totally skipped over the overly long dance number.
No, we don't want to talk about it.
Jake is shaking his head like, no, we're not going to talk about that.
No,
we're editing like they should have.
Yeah. This was an hour.
Oh yeah, that one.
Long, an hour and a half. Please explain to me how you make this an hour and a half.
Dude, could you imagine it if we had actually watched it live with commercials?
Dude.
Holy!
It would have
been 2.5 hours.
No, I think it was probably about 2 hours. It's probably a two-hour block.
Yeah, all the songs and videos, like the cooking video or the let's put a radio together video, were like 10 minutes long. Like, they weren't like little snippets. No. They were like long.
No, and like, what were they? They weren't even like trying to sell anything. It was just, hey, we need to fill some spots and we really have nothing going on. So,
dude, product placement would have been sick. Can you imagine if all of a sudden Mrs. Wookiee's whipping up some like Reese's or something in there? Or like, yeah,
this is great product placement opportunity. Yeah. They just, this is right at, but you gotta, for anyone that doesn't know, this is only after the first movie. This is the, I think, the second canonical, we'll call it.
This is right after the first movie.
This is episode 1.5 back then.
Yep.
Yeah, because this was 1978.
Well, thank God cancel culture or the internet was not around. Star Wars would be never. That would have been it. Never.
Oh,
anymore.
Yeah.
How did George let this pass?
I think he was taking.
Like, I know he hates it to this day, but how at the time did someone pay him enough?
Did he have any involvement in this at all?
Huh?
What?
Did he have any involvement in this?
Unfortunately, yeah. He has talked about it in the past, and he's even said he's like he just. Like, bought into the hype that everybody was telling them they had to do it because of the success of the first movie. So, like, we have to make a holiday feature and everything. And he didn't want to do it initially, but he got talked into it, and he has regretted it ever since.
But did he write the story?
There's no way he wrote the story.
I don't know if he wrote, I highly doubt he wrote the story, but he gave the rights for the characters and everything for
okay,
this.
So, like, he wasn't directly involved.
He said that if he could find every copy and burn it, he would. He hates it that much.
Well, he's going to have to burn the internet because it's on YouTube, baby. You have to Ultron that shit.
Dude, I'm half tempted to take it off YouTube and burn it onto a Blu-ray.
I mean, if you're...
Just wait till I have kids, and when they're bad, we're not going to give them coal. We're going to give them the holiday special.
It will definitely wreck them.
Yes. That will ruin any holiday.
I think the weirdest thing about this whole special is it didn't really feel holiday-y, if that makes sense. I don't even know if that's a word. No. But I didn't feel like this was anything to do with any... Like, if Life Day's supposed to be Christmas, I didn't get it. Like, I don't get what you're... Like, this isn't a Christmas classic, like the Peanuts Christmas special or something, where it's like, hey, do you want to see Christmas with Star Wars? Like, Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas? Which was actually Christmas.
I don't even fully understand exactly what Life Day is, either.
No, they don't explain it.
No.
It's like...
Like, not at all. Other than it's supposed to be the Christmas equivalent. Like, yeah, you can pick that up, but they don't really tell you what it's about.
It's just getting family together.
No, you get transported... To watch Princess Leia sing. It's a thing.
You watch.
And what was up with that?
She was good.
I mean, yeah, for not being a singer, she wasn't terrible at all, but like.
She is a famous singer.
Okay, so. One of the more forgettable parts of it, but the only part that actually had somewhat of a story to it was B. Arthur's song, actually, in the tavern.
Which. What? That didn't have a story.
Yeah, she's basically singing Closing Time.
It's closing time.
One last call for alcohol. Oh, I'll give you guys another round.
But no, I mean, that's the only thing that had somewhat... I'm not saying that had a great part of the story, but that's the only part of the entire thing that had somewhat of a story to it. Let's face it, the dancing was just pure randomness. The cooking was pure random, right?
The closing of a random tavern on Tatooine where we're going to Kashyyyk because the Empire put in a curfew is definitely considered random, Joel. There's no story. They said shut down. I still think
the best story was the Boba anime.
Oh yeah, I'm all on the Boba train. That was definitely the best part of the whole thing.
That was the best like part of it. Don't get me wrong, but the only part that followed somewhat of a story to this whole thing, like showing the Empire putting in curfews and shit, was that.
Yeah, but the Empire doesn't seem scary at all.
No,
I can see why Andor exists. You're like, we gotta make the Empire scary, dude. Have you seen the holiday special? We gotta wipe that from their memory. For those of you that don't know, this does about, I'd say halfway through, switches to an animated show with our heroes. And the first time we meet Mr. Bubba Fett. Crowd favorite. Still don't understand why.
Dude, whatever he was riding, I don't care how hokey it was, that thing is still pretty cool. It looks like a penis, but it's hilarious.
It's a mythosaur.
It's a penisaur, dude.
It is. It's a penisaur, but it's pretty cool.
You just taming that mythosaur. That's fine.
And he did come off, he's like, come on, friend. It's like, you had him complete hook, line, and sinker, and you're like, just don't do anything. You're like, I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Dude, I love how he gets more lines in the Christmas special than the actual movie.
Cole said something almost blasphemous, and I want him to say it, because I don't want to take his take.
Yeah, I like the animated part of this movie better than I like the show Book of Boba Fett.
To me, I wouldn't say that's blasphemous.
To me, this seemed like Boba Fett, and the Book of Boba Fett did not.
Yeah, no, rough for you, Dylan. We're all on board with that, man. Give me some more of this insane.
Okay, so the book, like, in this, because first of all, anytime you have a Christmas special, you have to expect it's going to be bad. I can't think of a single actually good Christmas special that I would watch.
Every single Supernatural holiday special ever.
Never watched Supernatural, so therefore.
Yeah, Supernatural, he's right on that. What about Guardians of the Galaxy 1?
Dude, I wouldn't watch it if it wasn't Christmas. Like, there's no redeeming thing other than it's Christmas.
I don't watch any Christmas stuff unless it's Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. They're not good. Yeah, Hallmark makes Hallmark that makes up millions of dollars on making bad Christmas movies. So, like, I give Christmas movies a very big leeway where I'm like, hey, if they would have had decent editing on this thing, and you have, like, hey, this character is introduced, they did a good job with him, he seemed like Boba Fett in the little, like, animated section he was in, and now he's a major player in the next movie, you'd be like, hey, I feel cool because I watched a special, and, like, now I know about Boba Fett and nobody else does. Like, it would have been cool.
Can we also understand that when they were knocked out, why did they tie him upside down?
So that the blood would drain to their head.
Mm-hmm. That's not a good thing.
Yes, it is. If you need blood in your head.
C-3PO even said their blood pressure's lower.
They were low on oxygen. Yeah,
maybe they should be laying down, you idiots.
But anyway, Boba Fett seemed more like Boba Fett to me than Book of Boba Fett, who annoyed me to no end.
So. Yeah, at least he seems like conniving.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, oh, I'm going to get these guys. But then he had them, and then he just,
well, like, yeah, it's young Boba. He was still conniving.
Yeah.
Young Boba.
I don't give a crap if it's young Boba or old Boba post-episode 6.
Actually, technically, that would be middle Boba.
This is right before Empire. You remember that, right?
Yeah, middle Boba. You're right.
It's middle Boba, because we saw young Boba in Clone Wars. That would be middle Boba, and then Book of Boba Fett would be old Boba.
Yeah, you know what? Some geriatrics should just die, and we shouldn't come back to life.
You know, all this show needed, have you guys seen Donnie Darko?
I have.
Okay. Donnie Darko, the director, came out with his cut, and they were like, no, this is trash. And they had somebody edit it, and he did not like how they edited it at all. But they took out all the stuff, like he just had like a bunch of words on the screen, like, at all these different times to try to explain the plot rather than just playing the movie out. And they made the movie a lot more ambiguous, and it just is, like, so much better than the director's cut, because I've seen them both. Where I'm like, all they needed is somebody just to edit this down to 45 minutes and cut out all the song stuff. And actually, I would like this as a Christmas special.
Who was the band? Wasn't it, like, REO Speedwagon or someone?
No, it was someone. No. They announced in the beginning they introduce it, but I forget the name. It wasn't REO Speedwagon.
It was a pretty big name, so I get them doing it, because at the time that probably would have been a huge draw on TV, but it did not make for good TV.
No, but like, no, all the shows back then, like if you watch the old, I mean they're older than that, I guess, but like the Andy Griffith or the Dick Van Dyke, like when these shows thought they had to be like, we need everybody to sing for our shows. Like, let's have our sitcom characters play guitar for 10 minutes this episode. It's like, we don't
need to. They kept jumping the shark.
We don't need to see this. It doesn't need to be a variety show. Just give us a show.
And that's what it felt like. It felt like Star Wars met Carol Burnett.
Yeah. I think, Cole, what you're saying is, like, if you had a good editor and you cut this down to, like you said, was it a good Christmas special? I would still say no, because it didn't feel like Christmas at all. Besides the family quips at the end, there was nothing... And I get it. You can't. You're in a different world, a different universe. You can't be saying like, "Here's a Christmas tree and stuff." I'm glad they didn't do that. That would have been weird.
But then they gave him a freaking kitchen and a regular looking house.
Hey, what are you talking about? That house is in a tree.
Yeah, from the outside.
Yeah, and it was circular, and then you get inside, and it's got square rooms.
Yeah. Hey, man. Those Wookiees know architecture. You think you're going to go in a house that's full of circles? Nope.
And then Lumpy's room is just the entire upstairs. Like, the stairs go right to Lumpy's room. That's all there is.
Which, from the outside, had no second story.
But also, just to quickly go back to the animation, the animation part was for sure the best part of this entire thing. But holy crap, has animation come a long way. Besides the fact we had the actual characters voicing their characters, they looked deformed, weird, drug-induced. There is nothing normal-looking about these dudes at all. And for some reason, this kid's, like, watching, like, this war propaganda, like, back when we were trying to get Han, and he was hanging upside down, we had to follow him.
Like, oh, yeah, why is this kid watching? The Imperials come up behind him, what are you watching? And he quickly changes it to a little game.
I'm just playing Minesweeper, dude, I don't know.
That man playing Galaga.
No, because... Can we also talk about, so the Imperials have come in, they're looking for the male, because apparently they've never seen any male Wookiee ditched their family before. Like, no, it's here. We're going to keep looking for him.
How do they know if it's a male?
They said it in the show. They said there should be one male.
Which also shows, if they were looking for the male, because no other families are without the male, it just shows how shitty Chewie is.
That's what I'm saying. He's a bad dad. Straight up. He's like, we've never experienced a Wookiee household without a father.
Dude, him and Han, they're both terrible fathers. They just run the minute anything gets hard.
Yep. No, it's not looking good for them. I mean,
he forgot the milk.
No, the weird thing, so they go in there and they're like, they leave one stormtrooper. I love this commercial break scene when he just grips his gun and he's looking at the kid. It looks like this stormtrooper is going to commit child murder on a holiday special.
Oh, it's like, and no. I just like to point out.
Oh my gosh, this would be a number one holiday special if that stormtrooper just murked Chewie's kid for no reason.
Lumpy!
Like, you want to know why they call you Lumpy?
Yeah, no, they show the back of him.
Just walks by, looks at him on the ground. Makes sense.
And the kid's like, this stormtrooper either is going to touch me or kill me, and I'm not want to be here for any of it. I'm out of here. And then, like, cuts to commercial break. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to kill this kid. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus.
But no. The other part that drove me absolutely insane, and this is probably just because I'm a Star Wars nerd, but the other part that drove me insane...
I think we kind of hold our little bit, Joel.
Well, the way that the stormtroopers were holding their damn blasters...
Dude, they were extras. They were like homeless people they picked off the street, dude. There's no way.
These they were holding them by the grip, and then the other hand was on the clip.
They don't want to have a misfire.
It was driving me insane.
Also, the show has taught me what in that gift shop dude or whatever, the souvenir shop.
What's his name?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Tim.
Not we memorable. Tim.
But Mr. Flip Flop.
I love that he's running a store. There's an Imperial in there. And he said, I'll take it. And he said, do you want to buy it or trade? He's like, no, I said I'll take it. I'm like, I'm going to use that at stores. I'll take it. Just walks out with it. I'll take it.
Well, just leaves. I like how his code phrases were so under the radar.
And then convinces the Imperials, the Empire, yeah, he actually robbed me blind and then took off. So the stormtrooper just defected, robbed this dude. He's like, I'm going to make a life for myself. And then, like, I guess we'll send out a search party.
And then also, like, oh, let me help the stormtrooper watch porn in the living room.
Yeah, that was the weirdest, like, this is your fantasy. Man, there's so much weird stuff in this. I can see.
Yeah, and that's a Wookiee's fantasy, is a human woman running around in some weird-ass sparkly dress.
Singing to him?
Yeah.
This minute?
The weird thing was the gift shop dude just set it up right in front of his family. He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know you want this.
It's Christmas! It's Christmas!
Well,
Santa's not the only thing coming this year, dude.
Hey, at least we didn't find out if Wookiees have red rockets or not, okay?
Come on, guys. He's just had a hard day, and it's about to get a lot harder.
I might have lost a son.
He's about to lose his son, and then this stormtrooper's like, I'm going to get the gun first, and then just murked himself, yeeted himself straight off a patio.
Wasn't the stormtrooper, wasn't his a dude, though?
Yeah. Hmm?
Yeah. The stormtrooper's fantasy was a dude, though, by the
that
way.
That was the REO Speedwagon discount.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right.
And he had a big pink dildo, if you notice.
See, dude, I'm telling you, this was just ahead of its time. This was peak Disney before Disney.
I hope they didn't go to this for their research for their movies.
I mean, they turned Luke trans. They got a gay stormtrooper. Like, this was peak Disney before Disney.
Kathleen Kennedy watched it. She's like, I knew there was
something
wrong. How
have they not copyrighted this yet on here? They should be claiming it wholeheartedly.
Well, there's also this really rapey guy in the bar who just is buying the bartender flower. This is like someone who falls in love with a stripper because the stripper paid attention to him, and that guy's like, she loves me. and like trying to be all romantic with this bartender, and she's having none of it.
And then he just walks away, and that's the end of it.
But that was the only part, apparently, that had some plot, according to Joel.
It did. It was the only part that had some plot.
Did you not pay attention to this? Ham is trying to get Chewie to his family for Life Day. Very important, but they're going to risk life and limb. There was a plot, Joel. You had to pay attention. The only
part that served any purpose. I'm not saying it was good purpose. I'm saying it served any purpose whatsoever to the overarching plot of the Empire implementing a curfew. That's the only thing.
On Tatooine, we were on Kashyyyk. That's where we needed to be. We were on the same planet.
Curfew everywhere.
Then why did we go to Tatooine?
Because why were we at Tatooine?
Because everything leads back to Tatooine.
That's true.
True, the Mandalorian stops there like every episode.
Yes.
He did. I mean, I can't argue that fact. But hey, Tatooine's really cool. Like, they got sand.
I hate sand.
A lot.
They got two sons.
Yeah.
They got round houses.
They got those little water vapor, like, little things sticking out of the ground.
Yeah.
And
they got, like, snake lizard dragon things that, like, swim under the sand.
Hey, they also got Mos Eisley, which, you know, you'll never find a more wretched home for scum and villainy.
And apparently they have,
and
like,
apparently
six-legged gorillas. So
they also got the sickest scooters in the galaxy.
We should have stayed on Tatooine for this holiday special.
Yeah. Because
that's the only place we could find some plot.
Yeah, it is.
Why were you so intrigued? Did you go to a bartender one time and she shut you down? You're like, I get this.
I just said I was not intrigued by it, but it was the only like little offshoot thing that had any relevance to any sort of plot with this whole thing.
No.
What about the cartoon? They had a beginning, middle, end.
Yeah, like,
but that didn't actually serve any purpose for the plot of the movie, yeah.
The actual plot of this show, if you cut out all the extras, wasn't that bad. Like, if you had a pitch meeting, you said, hey, we're going to come up with a holiday special. We won't call it Christmas because it's Star Wars. Han and Chewie need to get back. His family's there. We're going to introduce Boba Fett as a main villain. And then they're all going to get together for Life Day in the end. And the Empire is, you know, they're at their house. You'd be like, oh, that doesn't sound so bad. It was like just all the unnecessary extras. But the plot, like, that's a normal holiday special plot.
Yeah, they're trying to get back, but there's something going on. They can't get back in time. Will they make it?
And Boba Fett had a lot more to do with the movies than the Imperial curfews.
Well, also, dark fan theory that I'm coming up with right now. Pretty sure Chewie's family is now dead because they probably found the body of the stormtrooper and probably just killed him on sight.
Well, no, I've always wondered that, at least after watching it last year, because the whole planet of Kashyyyk is put into slavery. So, like, what happened to his family?
Nothing good. Nothing for that. You could put in a holiday special.
They're deemed not even a sentient being anymore once they're put into slavery. They're treated as animals. Like, what happened to Lumpy, damn it?
So, shortly after this, they died in the spice mines of Kessel.
You know, Lumpy went to the Star Wars equivalent of Epstein's Island. I didn't want to tell you that, Dylan. I don't mean to break your holiday spirit, but yeah, Lumpy got some lumps.
Dude. Well, at least he got some lumps.
Let's see why they call you Lumpy.
It's from all the hemorrhoids.
This holiday special has done nothing to get us in the holiday spirit. Whose idea was? Oh wait, that was mine. I said we should do this. Yeah.
Wait, how sick would it be if they brought Lumpy into the Mandalorian next season?
Dude, I think they might be doing that with the one from the other child Wookiee. I can't remember his name.
Don't, Dylan. Every time you say they're gonna bring something into a new Star Wars show, some person, you're always wrong. Mace Windu. Who's the other one? Oh. Force Unleashed guy.
Starkiller?
Hey, I'm still not wrong about that. That's still a possibility. I was really wrong about Rex, though.
Yeah, you've been wrong about a lot of the people that are going to show up in this show.
I was really hoping it was going to be Rex and end up being Boba. I was so pissed.
You've been reading too many blogs and drinking the blue milk, my friend. Disney's not going to give us
blue milk in the show. Did you see it?
What?
There was blue milk in the show.
I know. The bartender was serving it, was she not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's in that blue milk? I always wanted to know as a kid. I'm like, man, that looks good. How do you make it?
I bet you Joel can show you.
He's talked to that bartender many a time in his life. Got cut off.
He's got the secret recipe.
I got you flowers. Thanks.
No.
Hey. I didn't know what else to get you. Heck, you don't know this woman, dude. You're in love.
I find you adorable. I find you adorable. I find you adorable. I find you adorable.
That guy was the worst. And we could have cut that whole, hey, we're putting in a curfew. And then just cut away.
They could have announced that on Kashyyyk, where they were.
Yeah, which is where they should have, because that's where the whole story was happening.
I'm just saying, why do we need to see it in Tatooine as well?
No, I'm not saying that it was a good one, all
right? Stop defending, say Joel. Just say, I was wrong, I didn't think about it.
No, I'm not wrong. I stand by what I said.
Spoken like someone who's always wrong. I wasn't wrong, damn it. The earth is flat. There's proof.
Okay, so...
Don't take words out of my mouth.
If you guys had to cut out just one segment, what would it be? What one segment needs to go?
Whole thing. One segment?
One segment. So you could do, like, the cooking one, or the putting the radio together one.
I mean, that's the problem. There's so many that I could easily cut out. I think, okay, honestly... The radio one was the worst. There was, like, no singing. At least the other ones kind of made sense. It was, like, famous people were singing. Cut the radio one out. That wasn't even an actual toy. I don't know what they were doing.
I'm cutting out the first video called The Luke. I don't want to ever see that again.
It would have made sense if it wasn't actually Mark
Hamill. That amount of lipstick on Mark Hamill when he's not the Joker... Like, no.
That was his origin story.
That's what he was auditioning for.
Yeah, sorry, the Batman animated series did not come out in 78.
Yeah.
Or anywhere near that.
But he got the part, didn't he?
No, actually, Tim Curry had the part. And they actually recorded the first episode with him. And then they're like, this isn't working. Then they gave it to Mark Hamill. But Tim Curry was the one that was casted. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
I love me some Tim Curry. I don't know about you guys, but he needed to be in this holiday special. Would have saved everything.
I mean, they had made room for everyone else. Why not him, too?
Hey, also, the guy that stole from the gift shop, he had a big mustache, really gravelly voice. I thought he was going to be a main player. We never saw him again.
Yeah, what was the point of that?
He could have killed, like, they paid this dude for that scene. Why not just have him come into the house? Why are they like, I'm stealing? Man, the Empire sucks.
Dude, I love that he stole something he didn't want either.
He's like, I'm taking it.
Yeah, like, literally, I don't want that. That's just a groomer. Just a groomer. Oh, this thing can do like 3-4 different things that any other groomer can do. Oh, and it can also list off all of our laws. I'm taking it.
I'm studying Bell all awkwardly.
Well, it's a groomer.
Sticking out more than the morning wood.
Yeah, this is a very oddly sexual holiday special, I think. I think if you think about it. That first scene when they're talking about this, like, I'm your fantasy, and he's just like having a repeat. Hit the repeat button, like, I find you adorable. Like, this is weird. What was this made for? If this isn't about to go into porn, like a Star Wars porn parody, what the hell are we doing here? Think of the children in 1978.
Well, and the crazy thing is, too, they cut out to him, too, like, what he was doing as he's watching.
Oh, no. With his big old trunk.
Yeah, lip. He's got that big bottom lip that just sticks out for no reason.
Lumpy, go to your room!
Yeah, I'm gonna sit here in the living room and watch this.
Yeah, go to your room. Jeez. Poor Lumpy. He's seen some shit, man.
Shame on that pawnbroker, man.
Hey, by the way, I love how, like, the grandpa's there, and they said, there should be a male in this house. Well, there was one.
No, they said, if you listen, they said that there should be two adult males, a female, and a male child.
Shouldn't there be two other females, too?
No, there's only one, because it's Chewie, his dad, that's the two adult males, Chewie's wife, the female, and then their son. So that was all of them.
I thought the also,
census, okay?
I also thought that Chewie's wife's name was Nala, which I laughed really hard at, and then I realized it was Mala. I'm like, hey, Disney, did you rip that off? Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Just a little.
And what's up with all the men having to have an E name? Chewie, Lumpy, and what's the grandpa's name again?
Well, time out. Lumpy could be spelled with a Y.
Well, you know what I mean. The E sound. You dick. Oh, sorry. Dick E.
Yeah. With a Y.
Well, I mean, Chewie is technically a nickname.
Yeah, that is true.
Is Chewbacca.
Yeah, and it's Lumbacca, too. It's not
what's Lumpy's full name? Lumpariscus or some shit?
Lumbacca.
Lumbacca.
Lumpariscus. Lumpariscus definition. Make them boys go loco.
Full name. I'm going with that.
Make them Wookiees go loco. They're always on their Oculus watching porno. So, the fact that Star Wars wasn't dead after this is actually... Thank God there was no internet. We never would have gotten any good movies after this. I want a theatrical...
We got five more good movies after this, actually. That's not bad. They recovered well.
They did do well. What else do we want to talk about in this... And this wonderful, man, this really got me into the season. You know, Christmas is next week.
Dude, what was up with the window shade that Chewie was wearing at the end? The, like, that red dress looking thing.
Like it was choking.
Oh, dude, that was for life.
Yeah, it looked like a shade or a blind just hanging off your window.
No, it's a ceremonial life
jacket. What you don't know is that's an invention for shed control.
Buy it for your dogs.
Yes.
Dog mind shed control.
Chewie had the first Snuggie.
Well, that was the funny thing. They're talking about Life Day. I'm like, maybe they're going to go into traditions about Life Day.
Dude, nope, none of it made sense.
They talked all about it. You just couldn't understand it because they were speaking Wookiee.
Oh, that's what all those scenes were.
You want to set up the Christmas tree?
Well, in the beginning, when they're just, again, like you said, Cole, there's no subtitles, and like for 10 minutes, just Wookiee speak, it's like, did YouTube not add the sub? I try to put subtitles on Wookiee and YouTube, don't have it. Ridiculous.
It's racist bastards.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what the hell, man? It's a full language. I'm sure there's some nerds out there that can speak it.
Probably.
I mean, people speak Klingon.
Yeah. So there's courses you can take in college for fictional languages, but...
Did that count as a... Damn, I did college completely wrong. Can you imagine I'm like speaking Wookiee?
Your inflection was off.
What did I say, though? Was it offensive? Is it too hot for this podcast? Don't translate it.
Especially in the older one, there were so many times where like Chewbacca just does a, and you're like, he's down the fire chute. It's like he did not say seven words there.
they have one word phrases for everything. Going to the bathroom? Nice.
It's like the Chinese.
Oh, number two?
A full sentence.
Yeah, that's true. You're so cultured, Joel.
Look at you.
Now, the fun. Do you have something more to talk about this? I don't even know how I'm going to rate this. I thought about it. I don't even know what to. Because if you're a Star Wars fan, honestly, just for the time capsule that this is, you should definitely watch it. It's definitely entertaining because it's so ridiculous.
I'm going to watch it every year from now on just because it's so bad. It's good.
No, this is like I come back to it like 10 years from now when my kids are older and I showed them all. And it's like, hey, you like the good Star Wars. Let me show you something.
My kids are going to grow up with it.
Well, I'm going to have them watch this before they watch Book of Boba Fett and Ahsoka, so maybe it, you know, softens the blow. Like, it could be worse.
Alright, so, yeah, how are we gonna rate this
okay,
one?
Okay, I'll start off. I will rate this one a Fireball Cream Soda.
That sounds good.
It is good.
It is, but you really don't want to have it very often. You can have it maybe, like, half of one. If you have, like, even just a full cream soda with a good amount of Fireball, it is too much. And you don't want to ever have it for a long time.
I never had that. At this point, I'm going to have to put that to the test at some point.
It's like anything with cream soda. You can have one, maybe.
I could have. Back in the day, Shasta cream soda, I had a few of those at a time.
Yeah, it's because Shasta's just...
It's good. They were like 10 cents back in the day, man. It was worth it. Could afford those real cream sodas. So that's your rating. I'm going to give my rating. This is a bottle of absinthe. You're going to drink it and you're going to see some shit.
You're going to trip balls.
You're going to trip balls, man. Because this is literally like my notes are just basically one. Kids don't do drugs. Then you see the animation stuff, like, maybe do drugs before you watch this. I don't know. I'm sober as a bird while I'm watching this, but I don't think that was intended. Yeah, bottle of absinthe. Go see some shit.
I think this is exactly what a cup of hot chocolate mixed with tequila stirred with the candy canes.
Peppermint stick?
Yes. That's candy cane, that's a damn word.
No, I'm trying to imagine what that's gonna taste like.
Delicious. I'm all about that.
It tastes sort of Christmassy, but really doesn't taste good.
Well, tequila and hot chocolate does not sound like that goes.
Dude,
together.
I might make that right now.
Exactly. Was this a great show, Jake? Did any of those bands go with Star Wars?
They did have the Cantina band, kind of.
Okay, fair, but that's not the band we're really talking about.
They're definitely drinkers. They're like, what? Like, whatever, you're like, I don't know, you might not ever work again. Have another drink on me, just in case you can't find work.
I'm going to go with, all right, so bear with me on this one.
Let me guess, this is going to have some serious plot in it.
Hey, it's going to have more plot than this whole thing had, okay?
Twisted Tea Pineapple.
No, don't forget, when you're done, there's a curfew. All
right, so this is a really cheap bottle of tequila that you think you found like a gold mine because it's actually got the worm at the bottom of the bottle. So you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take this back to my dorm. We're going to, like, get to that worm. Whoever gets to the worm is going to be able to bite the worm. Right, so you get down to that, you're the one that'll be able to bite the worm, right? And then you bite it, and then you discover that it's a fake worm and it's plastic, and it was not worth it.
Was the tequila good?
No!
Can you imagine you share a whole pot of tequila with your boys at a college dorm, and then you try to eat the worm, it was plastic! Oh man, we had no fun! What happened to you?
That seems like a very oddly specific story for it not to have happened to him.
Yeah, there's no way Joel's creative enough to come up with that on his own. You're completely right.
Yep.
You had a plastic worm in your tequila bottle?
Yeah, so like tequila is a worm, right? That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I know. I lived in Guatemala, man. I had tequila with scorpion in it.
For people that don't know, I'm just saying, that's what it is, right? So like a really high-end bottle of tequila is going to have a worm at the bottom.
How much did you pay for this tequila?
$6.
if you're paying Ron Diaz prices for your bottle...
Oh, sorry, six pesos.
He was on the border. Hey, man, no, we got some great tequila here for you. It's got a real worm, we promise. You won't find out till the end, and you're never going to find this again.
Yeah, we were dumb college students, okay? So.
What was the name of the... I want to know what this tequila was.
I honest to God cannot remember.
You were probably blacked out. You finished the whole bottle. You finished the whole bottle of tequila. I doubt you were in there like, well, it's plastic. It probably wasn't even plastic. He was just so drunk. He like was eating his like plastic silverware. He's like, what? This isn't a worm.
No, it was plastic worm tequila. That was the brand.
We swear it's real. It's plastic worm. That's a good one, Joel. That's an actual story, and that makes complete sense. Way better. I thought you were going to say diet twisted tea, honestly.
At least all our listeners down in the Cayman Islands drinking on black dick don't have to worry about that.
Dylan, we got to get these boys to your birthday party, man.
We're not invited.
Yeah.
Dylan said we're not invited to his birthday party.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you didn't want to be disappointed when we didn't show up.
No, I said if I didn't invite you, that didn't mean that I wasn't going to.
Yes, it does.
No.
Dylan,
if I said you're not invited, that's what that means.
If I wasn't invited already, I ain't invited.
Dylan, I can. If you want me, I can steal Joel. I have to drive through Fargo anyways. I'll just go to his house and fuck it. Or Tommy's Express. Steal his ass.
Hell yeah, do it.
We're going. The problem is that
I have a couple of towels on his car wash too. I want one of them.
They're like the plastic worm, dude. They ain't worth it.
Okay, fair.
I done seen them.
Hey, our towels are super absorbent, asshole.
What are you, the Sham Wow guy? Like, what are you?
Adult diaper man.
What I could do with my towels?
It's called the Tom Wow. Thank you very much.
Tom Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean,
wow.
This was the holiday special, guys. Would we recommend it? I would, for the weirdest reasons.
I think everyone should watch it.
I'm like, if you're a Star Wars fan, you've seen it all. It's on YouTube for free. Go check it out. It's an hour and a half of your time. Come on.
You won't hate yourself. I recommend it as much as fake worm tequila. It makes for a good story, but it's not fun.
Yeah, and watch the one that says nice copy. That's the good one.
No, but just because of how insane... Like, the stuff
you were
going
to say nice copy.
We got a little carried away on the sexual innuendos on this.
That's what this...
This special might not have brought the Christmas mood, but it brought some kind of mood.
Yeah, a bunch of ho-ho-hos.
Me so horny.
Oh, yeah, me so horny, me so wookie.
I think Grandpa in the living room got everyone going.
That grandpa should be in a home, a different one.
Hey, like I said, that bottomless gotta be
that. How can a man not masturbate in the privacy of his own living room?
Privacy? Privacy? This whole house is made of windows!
That house for 1978 had a very open concept.
Very modern. Very modern look for it. Dude, the picture of the house, I actually thought when they first showed us the house, I'm like, oh, could they say in the beginning, it's like, there's an animated section, right? I knew that was coming. I'm like, oh, this is the animated part. No, no, it's not. There's actually really people in this house, okay?
Nope, they just didn't want to pay for that set.
No, absolutely not. That was horrible. I'm like, we're in the animated part. No, we're not. Okay.
Nope, you just see Lumpy just... Yeah, walking along the fake railing.
Lumpy definitely has PTSD, dude. Crazy grandpa. And by the way, when Wookiees get older, is that what happens to their front lip?
No, Lumpy just got really freaky for so long that his lip just evolved.
That wasn't Lumpy. What was the grandpa's name?
Oh, sorry, the grandpa. Yeah, that's
Lumpy.
Lumpy got freaky.
You know how your mom used to tell you if you sit too close to the TV, your eyes will go crooked? Well, that's what happens to Wookiees when they watch porn for too long.
That's his O face. And he got stuck. Okay, we better end this before we get canceled. The way this special probably should have. Dude, wait, before we go, did you guys all watch the YouTube version?
Yeah.
What did they say in the beginning? Like, sorry, there was some, like, famous episode of something that wasn't airing.
Yeah, The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
No, sorry, The Incredible, no, I'm disappointed. I'd be like, I'm ready for some Hulkster. And you get this BS. Sorry, The Incredible Hulk will not be playing. Hope you're not mad. I would never watch that channel again.
I'm still really tempted to download it and put it on some kind of hard copy.
I think you need to at this point.
My dad actually said how excited he was, because my dad watched this when it came out, right? So, like, but he wasn't actually allowed to watch the very first episode, or episode 4 when that came out, because my grandparents wouldn't let him. So he was chomping at the bit to get... Huh?
So watch the one where it has porn in it, okay?
So he said he was chomping at the bit to watch anything Star Wars, like, soak all of it up. And he was severely disappointed with
this. I can't imagine after, like, A New Hope comes out for the first time, and, like, everyone, like, it was next crazy. Thing. Like, it was the next big thing, like, holiday special! Oh, crap. So your dad, God, we should have had your dad on the podcast. I'd love to see someone in real life that had to go through this.
Dude, can you imagine all the people that went and saw it opening weekend and then going and telling their friends, like, oh, yeah, dude, Boba Fett was so badass in the new movie. You mean that fucking loser from the holiday special?
No, this was before Empire.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It wouldn't be even that far. Yeah.
No, so Bubba actually was like, actually, they didn't ruin Bubba. He just kind of looked like a coward. He's like, I'm going to take these guys in alive. Just kidding. And Darth Vader has the balls to say, you're the best bounty hunter. That's, I can see why they call you the best bounty hunter in the galaxy. I can't. The dude just ran away from his bounty.
Dude, he should have made the little sound and did the high step as he ran away at the end.
He should have had a mustache on his mask and twirling it the whole time.
Yes, exactly.
Like, Luke trusted me to get this. Drew's like, I knew.
Twirling his helmet.
What was that terrible joke? They're like, Chewie, why did you see that something was wrong? He's like, he smelled funny. Everyone's like, ha ha ha, we almost died, but let's laugh this off.
No, it's something didn't smell right. Way better joke.
Yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry I misquoted that. Sorry I didn't memorize this because...
Oh, I did.
You should be.
So we're going to watch this every single year. I'm surprised they didn't make another one after Empire. I would like to see where they would have gone with this Life Day.
I'm surprised Disney had the balls to do the Lego one after this one.
Yeah.
Wait, is that going to be our next holiday special next year, boys? I haven't seen that.
It's a hell of a lot better.
How could it be worse? There's no way. Is there music videos?
Do they have Life Day?
They do have Life Day, yes.
Yeah, they do.
Do they have Lumpy?
No.
No.
But they do have other Wookiees.
Cole, he didn't make it after this. I mean, it looked all hunky-dory. Everyone was happy. Lumpy's dead.
He died in the slave trade, I'm telling you.
Yeah. This was like post episode 7, I believe.
Wookiee Steen Island did not work out for him.
Lumpy got a little.
Lumpy didn't kill himself.
All his lumps popped.
Yeah, his lumps ruptured.
Didn't Han Solo make a weird comment like, I think your voice is changing.
Yeah, he did.
Something like that, yeah.
Hello, man. Puberty.
It's man, all the lumps in the back of his throat.
The lack of vitamins and minerals, Joel, that's all that is.
Yep.
Or a little bit too much of something else. All right, we should end this now before we get delirious. I don't want to think about this anymore. So, if anyone else has nothing else, happy holidays from Brews and Reviews, and we are signing off.
Merry Christmas.